Welcome to From Passion to Profit, Heart-Centered Strategies for Fit Pros, the podcast designed exclusively for fitness professionals driven by their passion to help others and the desire to succeed. I'm your host, Nicola Page, and I'm excited to have you join me. Each week, myself and guest speakers will be sharing strategies and tactics to help you attract and retain clients whilst creating a business that gives you the freedom, flexibility, and financial security you want. Ultimately, it's all about creating a successful small business that works for you as much as it does for your clients. I'm really pleased you're listening today, so let's dive straight in. Do you have hidden cash in your fitness business? Now, I'm pretty confident that you do. 99.9% of fitness businesses have hidden cash in their businesses right now. So unless you are in the 0.1%, you do too, right? So in today's episode, I'm going to help you to uncover that hidden cash so you can increase the money that's coming into your business. Now, I've referenced, well, I'm about to reference more about group fitness. Okay, so what the outline I'm going to give you is really talking through the group fitness journey. But in truth, most of what I'm talking about, it's relevant even if your business is not focused on groups. There just might be some of it where you're going to have to join the dots a little bit. So I'm going to walk you through this typical group fitness business to highlight where the hidden cash is right now. So as I say, if you're not group fitness, still listen. It's still all relevant. It's just the example I'm giving is group fitness. Okay, so the typical group fitness membership journey goes like this. You put some marketing out, or you've just got people talking about what you offer. So they come to you, they inquire about what your class is, or you might, your marketing might be driving them to a landing page where they've got to opt in for your class. Maybe you offer a free taster class, maybe you do a free trial, maybe it's not free, maybe you do a first class for £5. Whatever the first step is, people are coming into your world at that first step. Okay, so they're now giving you some form of contact details. So it might just be name and email address at this stage, or it might be a little bit more, name, email, telephone number. But they now come into your world. You've got their details. That's step one. Step two is that they now need to book onto the class that they want. Maybe you have a whole timetable on offer. So now the next step is that they've got to select which day and time, what type of class that they actually want to attend. So that's step two. Then we have step three, where they've now got to show up to it. So they need to physically come along, or if you're doing an online version of that, they've got to turn up to it. Or if you're completely online where you're actually, it's not like a Zoom session where you can see them, they've got to actually consume it. So they've got to now log in to the thing and take part and do the session that they've signed up to. So we had step one, they're kind of the first bit in, they've given you their details that says, yeah, I'm interested. They've raised their hand. I'm interested in this. Tell me more about it. Or what are my options? What classes have you got? So step two is they book onto it. They've confirmed this is the class, this is the day, this is the time I want to come along. Step three is they show up. They're now taking part or consuming what it is that you're offering. Then the next step from there is that you give them some kind of offer. You want them to say yes to a membership, or maybe you've got a beginner's course starting. Whatever that thing is, the next step is they say yes to what you're offering. And then they're a client for a while, member for a while, and then they stop. They cancel and they move on. So we've got these various steps that people go through in the typical group fitness membership journey. Okay, it's nothing rocket science about that. You may not have one or two of those. You might just go straight to that they've got to book their class. That's all kind of step one. When they opt in and book. So you might miss out those first two steps. And step one is to book the class, attend the class, sign up as a member, and then end the membership. So that might be your, what I call your funnel. Okay, this is all about, this is all in the mid-marketing. So you're probably doing and thinking about a lot of different ways that you can do your marketing to reach new people. And that's what I call filling the top of your funnel. Okay, so you might be doing social media marketing, you might be doing paid ads, you might be doing some kind of referral program or a flyer drop. Whatever your marketing is, you're trying to fill the top of your funnel with new people into it. But the hidden cash in your business is often what happens once they've come in the top. They can end up falling through the gaps of that funnel. You have leaks in there. You're leaking water. If you imagine a bucket that you hold up that's been, you know, it's got a few holes in it. You fill the water up in the top and little bits of water are falling out different places. That's what we're talking about here. This is where your hidden cash is. And honestly, if you plug these gaps, it can make all the difference in your fitness business. So how many people are we talking about that fall through the gaps? How many people would opt in, say yes, to come into your free class, but then they don't go ahead and book the actual date and time of it? So they're in your system somewhere, they just haven't taken the next step to confirm the session that they want to come along to, but you've still got their contact details. They don't take that next step, they've just leaked back out of your funnel. Maybe they have booked in, but now what is happening is that they don't show up. So they've booked, they've confirmed, they've got that far in, but they don't show. That's another leak in your funnel. And often when I'm speaking to small business owners, I say, you know, how many people do you get that don't turn up? And they say, well, yeah, we get a few. So frustrating. It's infuriating. Time wasters. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe life just got in the way. If you do nothing with those people, if you don't follow up with them, if you don't encourage them, if you don't keep nurturing them, they're not going to come back in the top of your funnel, but they will go in the top of somebody else's. So if you're not doing your utmost to plug the gaps there, you are absolutely missing a trick because they got even further down in the funnel. Something just happened potentially that you are not aware of that just got in their way short term. So what are you doing there? How many of those people have you got? How many contact details have you got? If you think back over a whole of last year, for example, how many people booked but didn't turn up? Pretty sure you're going to have a few on your list. But what are you doing with them? Are you trying to re-engage with them? And if you are using a typical email marketing system or a booking system, let's say you're using something like TeamUp, MindBody, no disrespect to those at all. They can work brilliantly. But if you are just using the bog standard wording that is already there, that is not going to cut it. You have to be able to connect people back to the reasons why they opted in, booked a class in the first place. So your wording at those stages is crucial as well. So it's not just the fact that you're looking at what stage of the funnel did they drop out? We also want to make sure that how we communicate to them really hits the mark and gets them going, yeah, I need to rebook. I need to rebook back in there because it was important to me. It still is. I just got slightly sidetracked, but I'm back. I want to get back into it. And then you've got the people that came along to that taster class. They attended. They, as far as you know, had a lovely time. They enjoyed it, but they didn't sign up there and then. There are kind of like loose statistics out there that say 20% of people that will come to your class, to a taster class, like 20% of people they already knew they were going to sign up. It was just part of the process. They were there, they were ready, they knew they were going to become a member. 20% of those people would come and like, yeah, it's not for me. So now we're left with this 60% of people who may need a little bit of convincing that this is the right thing for them, who are not ready to say yes there and then. There may be a whole myriad of reasons as to why. Part of this is about you showing the value, why they need to sign up. But some of it is like they're just too in their own head. They may say things like, oh, let me think about it, send me some information over, or I need to speak to my partner, or I need to look at money, or I've got a lot going on at the moment, or I've got a holiday coming up. the list goes on, right? There will be a whole bunch of reasons as to why they didn't sign up. But if you are not doing anything with those people, if you are like some I've come across who are of the opinion, oh, well, if they didn't want it, they don't want it. I can't be bothered with that. Time wasters. Again, you're missing a trick. Because for whatever reason, they either did not see the value in what you were offering, and that is down to how you position that. That's a whole other subject. Or something wasn't quite right. They just wasn't quite ready yet. Some people are just not confident enough to do the next step. But if you don't communicate with them at all, again, they're going to go into somebody else's funnel somewhere down the line. And isn't it better that they come back into yours? Isn't it better that you give an opportunity to come back? You keep in contact with them. So that's another huge leak in the funnel. And then we have got those people who have been with you, they signed up, they were the member, at some point they decided to stop, they decided to leave. Yeah, I know that at that point it can feel like a bit, oh, you know, they've cancelled, why did they go? It's a bit disheartening when you know that there's still so much more you can do to help them, but that is business. In the fitness industry, particularly in group fitness, if you have got a 95% retention of your clients, so 95% of the people stay with you, which means 5% month in, month out, about 5% of people will leave, that is a great result. If you're trying to stick with 100% retention, good luck with that. I don't know how that's going to work out for you. It's if it's you find it really difficult and if it kind of hurts your ego, then my advice is with love, get over that, because this is how business goes. People will come, they'll go through your funnel, they'll be with you for a while and they will leave. Others stay longer, others they're much shorter than that. But that is the cycle of it. But if you just leave them when they've cancelled and don't communicate with them anymore, don't give them an offer every now and then to come back and rejoin. Again, you're missing a trick. There's lots of tricks that are being missed here. So think about it. You're putting all this effort and possibly money into filling in the top of your funnel, apart from the one at the bottom where they've been a member for a while. If you are not doing anything to plug the gaps in between, you are leaking money. Not just potential people coming in, that they are worth cash into your business. And you get to help even more people. So sometimes it is all about plugging those gaps up. Once you've optimized that part of your funnel, you actually don't need as many people into the top because you've got a really tight system of bringing people back in. So actually your budget, the amount that you're spending on marketing can sometimes come down because you've plugged all those gaps in your leaky bucket. So here's an exercise I'd love for you to do. If you have got the data, is to look at, and if you haven't got the exact data, maybe best guess will do for now. But think about how many people, let's look at the last 12 months. If you can't go back that far, then just look at the last 6 months. How many people may have inquired or opted in some way, but then didn't go any further? Let's say, for example, you can find 50 people that did that. So they said yes, you got the contact details, they didn't book anything, nothing, they didn't go any further. Let's say, so you've got 50 people sitting in this pot over here. Then you might have, okay, so now how many people went on and actually booked that taster class that they've opted in for, but then didn't show up. So now maybe we have got the another 50. Maybe so we've got 50 people who actually inquired, didn't go any further, and now we've got another 50 people who did book, but they didn't turn up. So now we're up to 100 people potentially. Then maybe we've got some people who came along, but they didn't sign up. Let's be conservative here. Maybe we've got 25 people sitting here who didn't actually sign up, but they did attend. And then we've got another pot of people, 25 people in another pot who went all the way through, was a member, was a paying client, but then cancelled. We're talking about just there, 150 people. Now, in group fitness, depending on the size of your business, of course, if you've got a studio, we're probably talking about a lot more than 150 people. But what are you doing to communicate those? They originally at one point were interested and drawn to your business. If you are not communicating with them at some level all the way through that funnel, they've possibly already gone somewhere else. Or maybe they've gone somewhere else, but they're not quite happy. And with a little bit of a nudge from you, they would come back. 150 people leaking through different gaps, bonkers. What are you doing to fill those gaps? There are different ways that you can communicate with them. You could send them email. You could send them text messages. You could send a WhatsApp message. You could do a video message. You could send them a DM on social media, or you could send them a letter in the post. There is no excuse. There are so many ways for us to communicate with people that have taken that step towards us. So even if you don't have their email address, send a DM on social media. If you've got their telephone number, that's the better way. WhatsApp, call them, text them. If you've got their physical address, get something out in the post to them. If you haven't got their physical address and on WhatsApp, send a video message. Hi, Nicola, I've been thinking about you. How's things going? We've got a great thing coming up. Just wondered if you'd be interested in it. It's that simple. It takes a few seconds to do something like that. But reach out to them, because you are absolutely missing a trick if you don't. I hope I've got that message across loud and clear. So think about it and all those different parts of your funnel. Do that exercise and then make a commitment to yourself to work on plugging those gaps. When it comes to building your small business, it is not all about the front end marketing. A lot of it is about having the processes in place, what I've just described, to mop up those leaks that you've got in your funnel. You could be missing out on huge opportunities to help more people and, of course, to bring in more money into your business for it to grow. So what are you going to do to fix that? I hope that this has kind of resonated with you. I hope you've taken in this information I've given you. Even if you pick one part of that funnel to plug that gap, set yourself a goal that in the next month you're going to work on one part and then the following month you're going to work on the second part. But do it. Don't let those opportunities slip through the gaps. Don't let those people go to someone else. They need to come back to you. But they're only going to do that if you continue to communicate with them. So that's enough of me. I'm going to get off my soapbox now. I look forward to hearing from you. Please do comment. Tell me how it's going on. Reach out to me on social media. Let me know what your thoughts are about what you're hearing on these episodes. Share it, subscribe, leave a review. That would be amazing. But until next time, enjoy the process of uncovering some hidden cash in your business. Thanks for listening to From Passion to Profit. I've been your host, Nicola Page, and I'm on a mission to help as many fit pros as I can to create successful small businesses. And the best way for me to do that is to get this podcast out to as many fit pros as possible. I'd be really grateful if you could help me to do that by sharing and leaving a review. And if you're looking for more personal support and strategies to help you grow your business, come and join our Health and Fitness Business Members Club. It's an extremely low-cost membership that gives you huge value each month. There's no long-term commitment. You can just simply cancel at any time. All the links on how to join the club are in the show notes.